Pregnancy Doll. On the farmhouse carpet was a doll. The doll wore a fluff of blonde hair, a blue smock. Pregnancy Doll, we called her. To play with the doll, we pressed the stethoscope to her chest, listened to her heart, prepping her with pretend ointment to reveal the grainy portrait of baby. Then we pried the lid of her belly until it snapped loose like the bed of a truck. My uncle tells a story about hauling dolls to the dump. Black plastic splitting, spill of limbs and heads tumbling, bright-eyed in the dark. Next, we reached inside her to remove the baby. How often I am struck by the fact of myself. A wind shakes the nest from the old oak. More than once, I dreamed that my body was a room ready to be moved into, only the tenant brought all the wrong stuff. I have always been afraid of being looked into. It never matters what they are trying to take out. In Nebraska, snow falls, then thaws, then falls again. I finger a pink bowl, a plastic womb. Beneath that oak, bits of shell still cling to yolk. At 10, A and I rode in the back of her dad's pickup, face down, hiding from cops, palms flat to the metal like we'd been shot. Years ago, I lost the doll. Stethoscope, sonogram, baby, the works. Now, someone teases my hair platinum. I wake up blue. The nurse stirs the sample of me into a tube. I only dress when I'm told to.